I was 12, no, 33, when my first lover came to me. Her gentle heart, her gentle eyes, and her thighs. And in the field where we lay down, the camouflage of traffic sounds. She smiled and I kissed her breast, and yes, it was love, love, love. Love, love, love. It was love, love, love.
Good day and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Ulksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. We started with a brand new song from Dear Vandal called It Was Love. It just dropped from Bandcamp. In the next hour, we'll hear from Booker T and the MGs, the Cramps, the Irish Descendants, Doe Eyes, Alex Cuba, some poetry from Trees Lady, Joyce Kilmer. You know that poem? I think I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. Well, she wrote other stuff. We're going to hear one today. It's a little longer than that. And we'll also have a classic sketch from Monty Python's Flying Circus. But up next is the newest from friend of the show, Noreen Braun. And when she sent us this song, she included a note. Last year was my second visit to meet my birth father and paternal family in Manitoba. On our way back from Winnipeg, we drove through a hamlet originally called Grandtown. Many of my Red River Métis ancestors had lived there and took up farming after the last buffalo hunting dwindled. The area beside the Assiniboine River is where many would meet up to camp before the buffalo hunts, and then later return with their Red River carts filled for winter. Standing by the river, I closed my eyes toward the sun. I could feel the ancestors. After a lifetime of wondering where and who I came from, I found them. I could hear them sing to me about a time long ago. The song is available on Bandcamp, and there's a new video on YouTube. Here's Noreen Braun with Hunting Buffalo.
Misty mornings when we ride in the gorge of sleeping herd will hide. My merciless, we're praising. With our breath held silent on the brain, follow tracks from rolling plains, spiky grass and wild furry manes. Scout shouts out there below. Soon the crunching sound of hunting buffalo. Loaded guns and arrows point there. Carts and circle camps anointed. Shots ring out and startle many. Stampede bursts a thunderous frenzy. Bulls bellow on trampled dead. Ripped on sharp horn, thrashing, jerking heads. Garden tossed through whirls of dust. Hunters chant and force a final thrust. Wives and old men's cots are squeezing, crammed with meat and hunger, furs and winter freezing. Now these are the days of old, when we were ever thanks in days of old. We're forever hunting buffalo. We gave thanks in days of old. We're forever hunting buffalo. We gave thanks in days of old. We're forever hunting buffalo. Thank you.
care, but that's all right. I'll sweep you under the rug.
You heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Today's poem is The Apartment House by Joyce Kilmer, courtesy of LibriVox and the Gutenberg Project. Severe against the pleasant arc of sky, the great stone box is cruelly displayed. The street becomes more dreary from its shade, and vagrant breezes touch its walls and die. Here, sullen convicts in their chains might lie, or slaves toil dumbly at some dreary trade. How worse than folly is their labor made, who cleft the rocks that this might rise on high. Yet, as I look, I see a woman's face gleam from a window far above the street. This is a house of homes, a sacred place, by human passion made divinely sweet. How all the building thrills with sudden grace beneath the magic of love's golden feet.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soulglow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours!
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we!
Tune in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja, and the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Disclaimer, Viva Peru, El Momento para el Alma contains a high amount of llama content.
DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Catch us every other Sunday at 5 p.m. Besitos!
Hey, what's that song from that movie?
Every other Wednesday at 6 p.m., join me, Logan the Extra.
And me, Movie Maverick Mike, as we discuss popular songs featured in movies, or popular movies that feature songs.
On That Song from That Movie, we talk about how the song fits into the movie, why they chose the song they did.
And we'll share our expert opinions on the art of music and movies.
So if you find yourself asking, I wonder what that song from that movie is. Check us out every other Wednesday at 6 to 6:30 p.m.
Or you can listen to all our episodes on CITR.ca. Who knows, maybe we talked about that song or movie that you love.
We are That Song from That Movie every second Wednesday at 6 p.m. or anytime at CITR.ca.
Mitch and Murray Productions is presenting the Canadian premiere of An Intervention, Friday, March 8th to Sunday, March 17th at Performance Works on Granville Island. It's a touching and funny play about what happens when you hate your best friend. A timely and moving story about friendships, mental health, and what we owe to the closest people in our lives. Written by Mike Bartlett, directed by Aaron Craven, with performances by Kate Craven and Kristen Westerveld. Tickets and info at mitchandmurrayproductions.com.
Can I be alone just for now? Are you looking for an album by a local artist where you can dance around to and cry to at the same time? Well, look no further. Once More With Feeling by Masank from Fanta Records is out now on all streaming platforms and can be purchased on Bandcamp. This is an album that has all the versatility you're looking for, from songs like Sober Most Nights to Note to Self, which is playing right now.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
And now, choice of viewing on BBC Television. Just started on BBC Two, the semi-final of episode 3 of Kierkegaard's Journals, starring Richard Chamberlain, Peggy Mount, and Billy Bremner. And on BBC One now, Ethel the Frog.
Good evening. On Ethel the Frog tonight, we look at violence, the violence of British gangland. Last Tuesday, a reign of terror was ended when the notorious Piranha Brothers, Doug and Dinsdale, after one of the most extraordinary trials in British legal history, were sentenced to 400 years imprisonment for crimes of violence. Tonight, Ethel the Frog examines the rise to power of the Piranhas and their subsequent tracking and capture by the brilliant Superintendent Harry Snapper Organs of Q Division.
Doug and Dinsdale Piranha were born on probation in Kipling Road, Southwark. Their father, Arthur Piranha, a scrap metal dealer and TV quizmaster, was well known to the police and a devout Catholic. In January 1928, he had married Kitty Malone, an up-and-coming East End boxer. Doug was born in February 1929, and Dinsdale 2 weeks later, and again a week after that. Their next-door neighbour, Mrs. Lamberta Simnel.
Kipling Road was a typical East End street. People were in and out of each other's houses with each other's property all day long. Yes, they were a cheery lot. Cheery and violent. I remember Doug was keen on boxing. But when he learned to walk, he took up putting the boot in the groin.
When the Piranhas left school, they were called up, but were found by an army board to be too mentally unstable, even for national service. Denied the opportunity to use their talents in the service of their country, they began to operate what they called the operation. They would select a victim and then threaten to beat him up if he paid them the so-called protection money. 4 months later, they started another operation, which they called the other operation. In this racket, they selected another victim and threatened not to beat him up if he didn't pay them. 1 month later, they hit upon the other operation. In this, the victim was threatened that if he didn't pay them, they would beat him up. This, for the Piranha Brothers, was the turning point.
Superintendent Harry Snapper Organs of Q Division takes up the story.
Doug and Dinsdale Piranha now formed a gang, which they called the Gang, and used terror to take over nightclubs, billiard halls, gaming casinos and racetracks. When they tried to take over the MCC, they were, for the only time in their lives, slit up a treat. As their empire spread, however, we in Q Division were keeping tabs on their every movement by reading the colour supplements.
One small-time operator who fell foul of Dinsdale Piranha was Vince Snetterton Lewis.
Well, one day I was at home threatening the kids when I looks out through the hole in the wall and I sees this tank pull up and out gets one of Dinsdale's boys. So he chains me to the back of the tank and takes me for a scrape round to Dinsdale's place. And Dinsdale's there, in the conversation pit, with Doug and Charles Paisley, the baby crusher, and two film producers, and a man they called Kierkegaard, who just sat there biting the heads off whippets. And Dinsdale just says, "Oh, you've been a naughty boy, Clement." And he splits me nostrils open, and saws me leg off, and pulls me liver out. And I tell him my name's not Clement. And then he loses his temper, and nails my head to the floor.
He nailed your head to the floor?
At first, yeah.
Another man who had his head nailed to the floor was Stig O'Tracy.
Stig, I've been told Dinsdale Piranha nailed your head to the floor.
No, never! He was a smashing bloke. He used to buy his mother flowers and that. He was like a brother to me.
But the police have film of Dinsdale actually nailing your head to the floor.
Oh, yeah, he did that.
Why?
Well, I had to. I had transgressed the unwritten law.
What had you done?
Well, he didn't tell me that, but he gave me his word that it was the case, and that's good enough for me with old Dinsey. I mean, he didn't want to nail my head to the floor. I had to insist. He wanted to let me off.
I understand he also nailed your wife's head to a coffee table.
Yeah, he did that. He was a cruel man, but fair.
Clearly, Dinsdale inspired tremendous fear among his business associates. But what was he really like?
I walked out with Dinsdale on many occasions, and I found him a charming and erudite companion. He was wont to introduce one to eminent celebrities, celebrated American singers, members of the aristocracy, and other gang leaders.
How had he met them?
Through his wonderful work for charity. He took a warm interest in boys' clubs, Cedar's Homes, choristers' associations, and the Grenadier Guards.
Was there anything unusual about him?
I should bleeding well say not, except that Dinsdale was convinced that he was being watched by a giant hedgehog, whom he referred to as Spinin' Norman.
How big was Norman supposed to be?
Normally, he was wont to be about 12 feet from his head to his anus. And when he was about, Dinsdale would go very quiet and start wobbling, and his nose would swell up, and his teeth would move about, and he'd get very violent and claim that he laid Stanley Baldwin.
Did it worry you that he, for example, stitched people's legs together?
Well, it's better than bottling it up, isn't it? He was a gentleman, Dinsdale. And what's more, he knew how to treat a female impersonator.
Most of these strange tales concern Dinsdale. But what of Doug? One man who met him was Luigi Vercotti.
I'd been running a successful escort agency. High class, no, really, high class girls. Didn't have any of that. That was right out. Hello? Not now. Stum. Yeah, well, you'll have the watch ready for you at midnight. The watch. The Chinese watch. Right, bye-bye, mother. So I decided to open a high-class nightclub for the gentry at Biggleswade with international cuisine and cooking and top-line acts and not a cheap clip joint for picking up tarts. That was right out. I deny that completely. Shut that door! And one evening, in walks Dinsdale with a couple of big lads, one of whom was carrying a tactical nuclear missile. They said I'd bought one of their fruit machines and would I pay for it.
How much did they ask?
£750,000.
Why didn't you go to the police?
Well, I noticed that the lad with the thermonuclear device was the chief constable for the area. So a week later, they called again, told me the check had bounced, and said I have to see Doug.
Doug.
Doug. Well, I was terrified. Everyone was terrified of Doug. I've seen grown men pull their own heads off rather than see Doug. Even Dinsdale was frightened of Doug.
What did Doug do?
He used sarcasm. He knew all the tricks. Dramatic irony, metaphor, bathos, puns, parody, hyperbole, litotes and satire. He was vicious. Shut that bleeding door! Mother.
In this way, by a combination of violence and sarcasm, the Piranha Brothers by February 1966 controlled London and the southeast of England. It was in February, though, that Dinsdale made a big mistake. In a fit of pique, he napalmed Cheltenham. Even the police began to sit up and take notice.
The Piranhas realised they'd gone too far and that the hunt was on. They went into hiding. I decided on a subtle approach, viz. Some form of disguise, as the old helmet and boots were a bit of a giveaway. Luckily, my years with Bristol Rep stood me in good stead, as I assumed a bewildering variety of disguises. I trekked them to Cardiff, posing as the Reverend Smiler Egret. Hearing they'd gone back to London, I assumed the identity of a pork butcher, Brian Stoats. On my arrival in London, I discovered they had returned to Cardiff. I followed as Gloucester from King Lear. Acting on an hunch, I spent several months in Buenos Aires as Blind Pew, returning through the Panama Canal as Ratty in Toad of Toad Hall. Back in Cardiff, I relived my triumph as Sancho Panza in Man of La Mancha, which the Bristol Evening Post described as a glittering performance of rare perception, although the Bath Chronicle was less than enthusiastic.
In fact, it gave me a right penning. Quote.
As for the performance of Superintendent Harry Snapper Organs as Sancho Panza, the audience were bemused by his high-pitched Welsh accent, his abusive ad-libs, and his persistent unscheduled appearances and cries of "What's all this then?" during the rape scene.
The police now began to close the net around the Piranha Brothers, and it was in a last desperate attempt to forestall the inevitable that Doug and Dinsdale went to a small house in Stepney, where they...
Excuse me?
Yes?
I got a message from Dinsdale. He likes this record very much, but him and some of the boys have the feeling that this last item has gone on a bit too long.
Well, I'm afraid I disagree. I think a story like this needs time to...
No, you misunderstand me. He don't want to debate about it. Dinsdale thinks that the humorous impact will be somewhat dissipated by the prolongation of this item.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not prepared...
Oh, sorry, Squire. I'll scratch the record. 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 Sorry, Squire. I'll scratch the record.
Attention all writers, zine makers, artists, and musicians. Have you heard about the Anarchist Book Fair happening at UBC on March 20th and 21st? We're looking for all types of creatives to sell, give away, or trade. So if that's you, email Cora at sponsorship@citr.ca to book a table. This two-day event is for troublemakers and peacekeepers alike. So mark your calendars for March 20th and 21st so you don't miss the Anarchist Book Fair happening at the AMS Atrium.
How come Andrew gets to get up? If he gets up, we'll all get up. It'll be anarchy.
I'm going to be back on stage this month. I'm playing Tony Lumpkin in Western Gold's production of She Stoops to Conquer by Oliver Goldsmith. It's one of those bawdy 18th century comedies you probably read in high school but never saw performed live. It's rude, it's cheeky, and it might even have a note or two of blasphemy here and there. It's at PAL Studio Theater on Cordero in Georgia. Four shows only, March 15th to 17th. Tickets and details at westerngoldtheater.org.
Wrestling fans, let's get ready to rumble!
Boom Pro Wrestling is coming to you live from the Great Hall at the Nest on Friday, March 22nd. Wrestling maniacs of all ages are welcome to watch these talented fighters duke it out at UBC. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and bell time is at 7:30 sharp. Enjoy the cash bar as you cheer on your favorite players. Visit boomprowrestling.com to purchase your tickets. And hurry, because this event is sure to be a knockout. Don't miss Boom Pro Wrestling at UBC campus on March 22nd.
MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
It's Nardwar to Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo, doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. Collective meetings are hosted on Thursdays at 6 p.m. in the lower atrium of the Nest CITR station, with a remote option as well. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
For the first time ever in the Lower Mainland, Carrie Newman's The Witness Blanket is being exhibited at the West Van Library. The Witness Blanket is a large-scale art piece consisting of artifacts from sites and survivors of Canadian residential schools. For a self-guided tour of Newman's work, visit during regular hours from January 26th until March 10th, 2024. The West Van Library is open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday through Sundays.
F7 Entertainment presents hardcore punk band Military Gun, performing cuts from their critically acclaimed album Life Under the Gun in Vancouver on Friday, March 8th at the Rickshaw Theater. Catch them in Vancouver before their upcoming performances at Bonnaroo and Coachella this year. Tickets on sale now at f7entertainment.com.
The Cold Reading Series is back in full force. They gather monthly at the VFS Cafe at Hastings and Hamilton, right next to Victory Square. It's a chance for actors to practice their cold reading skills in front of an audience and for writers to hear their scripts read out loud, which is a very valuable part of the writing process. Doors open at 6, proceedings start at 7. The next one is Monday, the 11th of March, and if you miss that one, there'll be another in April. Admission is $5 by donation. You can find out more at coldreadingseries.com.
Yeah, check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
It's so watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
In the merry month of June, when from me home I started, left the girls of tomb so sad and broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut a stout like thorn to banish ghosts and goblins, bought a pair of brogues, rattling over the bogs, frightened all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt to here and turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways to Dublin, whack for lowly ra. Well, in Mullingarde at night, I rested him so weary, started by daylight, me spare is bright and cheery, took a drop of the pure, I keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure, whenever he's on for drinking, to see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style, will set your heart a bubble, and asked him why I was hired, wages I required, till I was almost tired of the rocky road, to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to here and turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways to Dublin, whack for lowly rock. Next arrived, I thought it'd be a pity to be so soon deprived of you of that fine city. So then I took a stroll down among the quality bundle. It was stolen in a neat locality. Something crossed me mind. Then I looked behind the bundle. Could I find upon me stick a wobble inquiring for the road? Said me Connor Bro was he much in vogue on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt to here and turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways to Dublin, whack for lowly ra. Well, from there I got away. Me spirits never fail, and landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing. Captain at me roared, said that no room had he, then I jumped aboard a cabin long from Addington down among the pigs. Played some hearty rigs, danced some hearty jigs. The water round me bubbling well of Hollyhead. Wished myself was dead or better far instead on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt to hear him turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways to Dublin, Mike for lowly ride.
boys of Liverpool, oh, when we safely landed, call myself a fool. I could no longer stand, their blood began to boil. Temporary was losing poor old Aaron's Isle. He began abusing her army, so says I, shillelagh, I let fly. Galway boys were by and saw he was a hobbling with a loud hooray. Joining the affray, quickly cleared the way for the rocky road to double them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up to here and turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways to double them back for lowly round.
Shining like a red rubber ball.
lock. We were stuck in gridlock. Adding to the itch. Put another stitch in me. Toes in and then you're free. If you wanted to be, we were in the same boat, but you were the ocean away. Now we're in the same boat, but you couldn't keep me away.
Soy lo mismo con... suspendido en el aire. ¿Qué importa si todo se hace tarde? Lo nuestro no se tiene que ir. Quiero quedarme, no puedo ni un segundo extrañarte. La vida me llevó a preguntarme si soy lo mismo.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from Dear Vandal, Noreen Braun, Booker T and the MGs, The Cramps, Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm featuring Jackie Brenston, Monty Python, The Irish Descendants, The Circle, Doe Eyes, and Alex Kuba. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca, and remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR all afternoon. Prism Presents is up next, featuring many amazing poets, fiction and nonfiction writers from the UBC Creative Writing Program. That's followed at 2 by Radio Art from Beppe Crespin, and as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Gakhulia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustaeo.